Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Get ready for the Ellingson Angus Real World Genetics Annual Production Sale. Join us Saturday, February 7th at the ranch in St. Anthony, North Dakota for an outstanding offering of 1,240 Angus bulls, heifers, and cows. Check out this lineup: 355 yearling and 18-month-old bulls, 50 registered bred heifers, 600 commercial open heifers, 180 commercial bred heifers, and 50 coming 3-year-old cows. All bred for calving ease, growth, and profit-driven performance while maintaining longevity, disposition, and efficiency. These cattle are ranch-raised, data-backed, and ready to go to work for your program. Attend in person or bid online at DV Auction or Northern Livestock Video, and all sale information from videos to catalogs is available at ellingsonangus.com and ranchchannel.com. Ellingson Angus, Real World Genetics. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Hey, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Today, we celebrate those voices that you hear through the airwaves. It could be at 5 a.m. It could be at 6 a.m. It could be at your drive home. Today is National Disc Jockey Day, when we celebrate the DJs. And for a while, you and I did morning radio, local radio, Monday through Friday.
It was country in the morning with Tigger and Beck.
6 to 10, yeah. 4 hours a day, people would tune in and listen to us ramble.
Okay, but it was fun because of the engagement. I mean, we were on, like you said, for a couple of years doing this, and oh my gosh, we had a following, and the kids would call in because they wanted to hear their birthdays said on the radio.
That was your favorite part, was doing the birthdays, right? Because we would give away
birthday
cakes and stuff like that. People would call in, and I loved doing a lot of the local sports stuff. Especially when we got to that fall of the year and we did high school football and it was Friday Night Lights, and I would lose my mind talking about football.
I know. But if you think about those voices that you get used to, and they become almost like another friend when you're riding down the road.
Because you get to know them, and you and I were very transparent about our lives. Maybe too much. Everybody knew everything about us. But today, yeah, we celebrate those voices out there. And back in the day, when I was a wee one, you could call into that DJ and he'd tell you the time.